Yes. Yes.
Man. That hurt me up here.
You could hear it. And Tony's a big, strong kid, though, so little ace.
Yeah, you're going to need to use a lot of it. so, you know, you get a couple wins today. I know you have the tournament tomorrow that's kind of, you know, important for the guys, you know, to go up to Felch, you know, Niagara right across the border, you're playing them. So how did you prepare for these two games here today?
For today, we only had one practice this week. We had a lot of rain days. We had a lot of that and this. And so we just did a little BP before the game and gave them a little pep talk. And, you know, Tony Kralovic texted me this morning at like 7:30 a.m. I wasn't even sure I was awake at that point.
I know, I can promise you I wasn't.
And I thought, if this kid is up this early and he's texting me and telling me I am ready for the game, I think we're all ready then. So.
Yeah, and he did a nice job. He kept them on. I mean, obviously, it wasn't Escanaba's A team. It was their reserves. But still, you have to throw the ball, right? And he did. And he had a good, nice, lively curveball. I could see it from up here. It looked good.
Did it look good? Yeah. Because I just had got done asking. I said, is he throwing any other pitches but a fastball? And all of a sudden, I must have put my head down on his first curveball. And all of a sudden, Eric goes, hey, he's throwing curves right now.
That's
I'm like,
right.
All right, there you have it.
Yeah. And his fastball, he was placing it, too. I mean, he's not overpowering, but he was putting it where they just couldn't hit it. So.
Yeah, he paints around the corners.
He sure does.
Yeah.
And I thought your boy pitched a nice game earlier today, didn't he? He just kept Bark River off balance throughout the whole game.
That's been his trick right now because he's still got a groin issue going on, so he can't really throw it with his max velo. So he's mixing speeds right now, and him and I are both understanding that that's something that's going to be needed at the next level.
Yep, for sure. And that, you know, that next level is college ball for him. I mean,
it is. Yep, St. Norbert's. So it's like I told him, I says, you know, either one of two things. You're going to have to pitch a ground ball or you're going to have to change speeds. So it was exciting to see that happen today a little bit.
All right, so what do you think about going up to Felch tomorrow?
You know, it's a tradition. Felch has got this special feeling about it. We're excited to get up there on a holiday, and I'm hoping the crowd is very big. It usually is in Felch. And as far as baseball, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more American sport to play on the 4th of July weekend.
No. And against a rival there from across the border there, Niagara, these kids all know each other, you know?
Yes, they do. And they hang out on the weekends. But, once it comes to baseball time, everyone gets a serious face.
All right. Well, congratulations on the two wins today, Paul.
All right. I appreciate you, Jack. Thank you.
All right. This is your home away from home.
It seems to be.
I mean, you've only lost one game here all year.
And how wonderful for John Bittner to arrange a two-game match for us here. That was pretty awesome of him.
Yeah, you didn't want to drive from Bark River in to play the makeup game here, right?
Yeah, right.
Good job, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay.